At the Malink Corporation, where the company sells its clean energy solutions to everybody from Walmart to the Cincinnati Zoo, Vice President Jeremy Chapman leads the Ukrainians into the kitchen.
Did anybody notice what didn't happen?
The lights didn't turn on.
Exactly. We have dual sensors in areas like this. It senses motion, so it senses that we're in here. But based off of the natural light settings, it senses that there's enough natural light in here where the overhead lights don't come on.
Light sensors are just a small part of Steve Malink's corporate building in Milford, which features electric car plug-ins, biomass stoves, and solar panels, which impress the delegation.
I think they're assuming maybe that they may not have enough solar irradiance, but if Germany can be the largest market in the world for solar, I think Ukraine has a chance to be, you know, a decent market.
Manager of Kharkiv's municipal assets, Vladimir Solashkin, says there are challenges.
Well, and again, I think that our major problem is, disruption of economic ties with Russia. And as far as our, partnership with the European Union, we're only looking for ways to make it happen.
Jeremy Chapman asked everyone to stand in a stairwell at Malink to get a better look at the building's solar thermal system, which heats the potable water.
Which I would suspect that the Ukraine is probably perfect for this type of solar thermal system.
On a day where temperatures reach only the single digits, Chapman told the visitors it will heat up to 220 degrees. The Ukrainians say they will propose some of these ideas back home. They also toured Cincinnati Water Works, Rumpke Recycling, the UC Utility Plant, and more. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.